Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Maris.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. Welcome back, future surgeons. Today, we are diving deep into an electrolyte that loves to cause trouble on the wards and on your exams, magnesium. We're talking hypomagnesemia, hypermagnesemia, and everything in between. Maris, ready to tackle this vital topic?
Absolutely, Chris. Let's get into it, because magnesium imbalances can really mess with a patient's heart and muscles, making them super high yield for the shelf.
All right, let's kick things off with hypomagnesemia due to GI losses. This is a classic shelf scenario.
You got it. The classic presentation is a post-op patient with NG suction or a high-output ileostomy. They might show up with weakness, ileus, and a prolonged QT interval on their EKG.
So how do we diagnose this, and what's going on underneath?
Diagnosis is straightforward. Serum magnesium less than 1.8, it's usually paired with low potassium and low calcium. Pathophysiology-wise, massive GI losses deplete magnesium, which knocks out the sodium-potassium pump and reduces parathyroid hormone secretion and action. That's why you see refractory low potassium and low calcium.
And that refractory part is key.
Yep. Treatment is IV magnesium sulfate if it's severe, oral magnesium oxide if it's mild.
And here's the pearl. Hypokalemia and hypocalcemia will not correct until magnesium is replaced. Maris, what's the one thing you must correct first before potassium or calcium?
Magnesium, Chris. Always magnesium first.
Let's talk meds. PPIs like omeprazole or pantoprazole can cause hypomagnesemia.
Classic case is an older post-op patient on chronic PPI therapy like omeprazole or pantoprazole. They show cramps, tingling, and a prolonged QT.
Diagnosis is low magnesium, sometimes with low potassium and calcium. Pathophysiology is impaired intestinal magnesium absorption. Remember, PPIs block the proton pump, but they also affect magnesium absorption.
Treatment is to stop the PPI, switch to an H2 blocker like famotidine, and replete magnesium.
Exam clue?
Chronic PPI use plus a new arrhythmia.
Critical one here, refeeding syndrome.
Classic scenario is a malnourished surgical patient starting TPN or feeding who then develops weakness, arrhythmias, and maybe respiratory failure.
Labs show low magnesium, potassium, and phosphate. Pathophysiology?
Sudden insulin surge drives electrolytes into cells.
Treatment is slowing the feeding rate and repleting magnesium, potassium, and phosphate together.
And replacing potassium alone won't work unless you correct magnesium and phosphate too.
Now for the dramatic one, torsades de pointes, a polymorphic ventricular tachycardia.
Classic scenario is a post-op patient who suddenly collapses with that twisting ECG pattern.
Pathophysiology is that low magnesium prolongs repolarization and triggers early after depolarizations.
Treatment is IV magnesium sulfate, 2 grams, IV push, immediately.
Even if the magnesium level is normal?
Exactly. Don't wait, just push the mag.
Let's flip to the highs. Hypermagnesemia. Most common cause is renal failure plus magnesium-containing laxatives.
Classic setup is a CKD patient on milk of magnesia. They come in hypotensive, bradycardic, and with absent reflexes.
Diagnosis is a magnesium greater than 2.5. Pathophysiology is impaired clearance due to renal failure plus exogenous magnesium from the magnesium-containing laxatives.
Treatment is stopping the source, giving IV calcium gluconate for cardiac protection, fluids plus a loop diuretic, and dialysis if severe.
Shelf clue?
CKD plus an over-the-counter magnesium product with depressed or absent reflexes and bradycardia.
Another setup. OB patients on mag drips for eclampsia.
Classic case is a post-C-section patient on a magnesium infusion who develops absent reflexes and maybe respiratory depression.
Pathophysiology is excess magnesium depressing the neuromuscular junction and cardiac conduction.
Treatment is stopping the infusion, giving IV calcium gluconate, and providing ventilatory support if needed.
That's why you always monitor reflexes in OB patients on mag drips. Absent reflexes means stop the drip. Let's wrap up with 5 rapid-fire high-yield facts.
1. Refractory hypokalemia and hypocalcemia often mean hypomagnesemia. Correct the magnesium first.
2, refeeding syndrome is associated with low magnesium, potassium, and phosphate.
3, for torsades, the treatment is IV magnesium sulfate right away, regardless of the lab value.
4, hypermagnesemia in CKD almost always comes from an exogenous source, like laxatives or Bible preps.
Use polyethylene glycol instead of milk of magnesia for chronic kidney disease.
And 5, always monitor deep tendon reflexes when a patient is on a magnesium infusion. Absent reflexes mean stop the drip. Fantastic summary. That's it for magnesium. Hopefully, you're feeling more confident about tackling these questions on your shelf exam.
Keep reviewing these pearls and you'll crush it.
All right, team. Keep studying. We'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.